at the Olsen's yard sale. Phil's a tad too young for a bike, so I thought, hey, why not Chucky? He can ride it today when we take the tykes to the park. What do you think, Chaz?
Oh, gee, Betty, that was nice of you. But I don't think Chucky's quite ready.
Oh, a bike would do wonders for Chucky's coordination skills.
Chucky's very coordinated. Well, maybe he could use a little practice. But he's got to be safe.
Yeah. Just get him a helmet or something.
Gee, my little fella's first bike. I guess this means you're a big boy now. I'm going to find a nice soft spot for us to practice. I'll be right back.
Wow, Chucky, when did you turn into a big boy?
I don't know. Everything's happening so fast. I'm not sure I even want a bike if I'm going to be different than I was before.
Sure you do, Chucky. Bikes are for cool big kids. Little babies have to play on a sandbox. But now that you got wheels, you can kiss those dumb babies goodbye.
Okay, my little big boy. Here we go.
There you go, pups. Have fun.
Oh, you're doing great, Chucky. Now, when you want to stop, you just use the brakes. Okay, see, you move this foot. You move this foot forward and this one back. That's it. Got it? Now, I'm going to let go, and you just keep pedaling nice and slow, okay? Super, Chucky! Hey, Betty, look at him riding!
Oh, for... that ain't riding! No offense, Chaz, but somebody's going to have to teach that kid how to get down and dirty and put the pedal to the metal. Hey, Angelica! You look like you're quite a whiz on the wheels there, kiddo.
Thank you, Mrs. Phil and Lil's mom.
Seeing as how you're the big kid in this crowd, I thought you could show little Chucky here around. You know, teach him what riding a bike's all about, eh?
Oh, gee, Betty, I don't know.
Don't worry, your pretty little head, Chaz. Angelica's a smart kid, she can handle it.
Well, okay. But stay real close, Angelica. Bye, Chucky. Have fun. Oh, maybe I am overprotective, Betty, being accident-prone and all. I think it started in nursery school when I mistook the finger paints for a fruit salad.
Okay, Finster. Seeing as I am the bestest big bike kid ever, I've been asked to take you around.
I'm already going around. Once you get the hang of it, bike riding's fun.
You call riding around in circles fun when there's a whole wild world out there just waiting to be deplored? Look out there, Chucky. What do you see?
Well, I see some big kids on bikes, and my dad, and Mrs. DeVille, and Tommy, and Phil, and Lil, and the big kids again.
Oh. Hey!
I'll tell you what you see. Adventure, excitement, and the amazing secrets only big bike kids know.
Wow! That was the secret wave. You can learn it too, Chucky, as soon as you're a big bike kid. Come on, let's go!
I don't know, Angelica.
Well?
It does look kind of neat, but just for a little while, okay?
Hey! Wait up!
Look! Chucky's riding with Charlie car.
Poor Chucky. I guess he really doesn't get to be a baby anymore.
Okay, first we ride through the woods. Come on!
The woods? That sounds kind of scary.
Get here.
I'm pretty sure I got here as fast as I could. Angelica, I think I've had enough adventures for one day.
So, you want to quit, huh? Well, just answer me one little question. Check out any boo-boos? Fall off? Crash into a tree? Smash up the bike?
No, but...
But what?
That was more than one question.
That's not the point! Don't you get it? You got through the woods in one piece. Guts, Chucky.
I do?
Yeah. And now that you're a big bike kid, I'm gonna take you to the coolest, most specialist big bike kid place for a drink.
Let's go!
There it is, Chucky. Right. Yuck! Helmet hair! Let's see. Oh, well, we'll just have to give you a cool name to make up for it.
What's wrong with Chucky?
That's your dumb old baby name. From now on, you're the Chucker.
Ooh, the Chucker.
Hi, guys!
Hello, Pinky! How's it going?
My name is Chucker, and I'm a big bike kid.
Hi, Chucker.
Welcome to the fountains, Chucker.
Looks more like Up Chucker to me.
That's Spokes, the big bike kid meanie.
So, you're the new kid, huh? How about a drink?
Well, okay. What'd you do that for?
Why? You gonna do something about it?
Yeah, I think you should say you're sorry.
Me? Apologize to you? You're not even a big bike kid.
Am too. Aren't I?
Not yet, Up Chucker. Not till you play the hill game.
Well, I guess I can play that.
Yeah? Then get your bike and meet me at the hill.
Angelica, where's the hill and how exactly do you play on it?
I'll show you, Chucker. Come on.
Crash, I got you. Crash it!
Well, first of all, that's the hill. Go to the tippy top and race down and try to stop just before you get to the yucky mud. And the kid who goes the longest without stopping wins.
But what if you don't stop?
Oh, don't worry. Everybody always stops.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sure. What kind of dummy doesn't know how to use the brakes?
Ready? Up, Chucker. Oh.
Chucker!
I gotta hand it to you, Chucker. You got guts. Sorry I squirted you.
Isn't Chucky great, everybody?
Great!
great? You guys thought that was great? Well, maybe I didn't think it was so great. I've never been so scared in my whole entire life.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Anyway, let's all go to the fountains.
No, Angelica. If I gotta do scary stuff like that for you guys to like me, then I'm going back to my real friends.
Well, it was kind of fun, but kind of scary, too. I don't think I'm ready yet. Plus, you have to eat a lot of mud.
Oh, it's okay, Chucky. We're just glad you're back. Me too, guys.
The most uncomfortable ride I ever slept through. Guess that explains it. Hang on to this for me, will you, Sprouts? Grandpa's gonna go get washed up.
Are we ready, Stu? The man at the nursery said that we only have 3 hours to replant our dwarf banana tree before it wilts.
Deed, we just spent 3 hours driving through the desert to the world's most secluded nursery. If that thing wilts before we get home, I'm going to make banana tree pie.
Oh. I don't know where your grandpa is, Tommy, but he better hurry up.
Don't worry, Chucky. My daddy won't leave without him.
All right, Deed, let's hit the road.
Oh, no! We're leaving!
We gotta tell him about your grandpa, Tommy!
Oh, hey, no, Grandpa!
No, no! Just a minute now, people!
It's a party!
What do you think they're saying, Stu?
I don't know. It's a long drive. Maybe they're trying to sing 99 bottles of milk on a wall.
99 bottles of milk on the wall. 99 bottles of milk. So you take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of milk on the wall.
Look, Deed, north of the border. We should stop there sometime. We don't have a dying banana tree in the car.
Now what, Tommy?
I got it.
What you doing? That was your grandpa's hat.
I know. I figure if my daddy sees this stuff in the rearview mirror, he's gotta go back and get it. And that way, Grandpa can catch up.
Oh, I gotcha.
Pull off here and check it out.
We did it, Chucky! We're stopping! Yay! Wow! This place is neat!
Wow! This place is neat!
Oh!
Shut up. it's Caesar's ghost. I'm in Canada. I must have been sleeping back there for pert near 2 days. I better find me a phone and call the family. They must be worried about me.
Oh, I'm gonna go see if they have anything edible to feed the kids. Should I wake Pop?
Nah, just bring something back. You know how cranky he gets when we wake him.
It's awfully warm in here for an igloo. Let's see. There's the pecan maple lunch log, and there's the fish fillet, deep-fried in maple syrup.
See, Chucky? All we have to do now is wait here, and my grandpa will catch up.
And where in tarnation's my wallet?
Look, Chucky! My grandpa catched up to us! Wow!
He must have walked really fast.
Oh, here's something. Maple eggs and maple. That sounds disgusting.
Well, Deed, I fixed the muffler on the van. What do you say we stay and play tourists for a while? We can go ice skating, ride the little train, visit Niagara Falls.
No, Stu, it sounds, lovely, but we do have to think of the tree.
All right. But let's at least get some food to go.
Oh, no, Chucky! My mommy and daddy don't know my grandpa's here, and they're gonna leave without him again. We gotta go get him!
Stu, I'm not sure there's anything here the kids can eat.
Are you kidding, Dee? The kids will love a slice of that maple upside-down cake.
Oh, no! The kids!
Okay, let's not panic. You look in the restrooms. I'll check the kitchen.
I don't see him no more, Tommy.
He's gotta be around here someplace.
Say, buddy, you heading back to the States by any chance? You know, the United States? America?
There he is!
There they are!
Grandpa's not here no more.
There he is.
I don't know what's happened to this country. Why, I went over these falls in a barrel in 1946, and I'd swear it was 15 times taller back then.
Oh, how are we gonna get up to him?
We can take the choo-choo.
Sorry, ma'am. Train ride's closed for maintenance today. Doing some test runs.
See, Chucky? This'll take us right up to Grandpa.
Finally. We're sitting in little baby seats in the little baby ride, and nothing bad can happen.
Anyway, like I was saying, you think I could hitch a ride back home with you? Uh-oh, Mounties. And me with no ID. They'll think I snuck into the country. Put me in the who's cow. Uh-oh, gotta go.
No! Hold on, kids! I'm coming!
Take us a while. After all, I am driving all the way back from Canada.
Aha! Very funny.